Okay, so this presentation will be on digestion. A lot of today's foods have been stripped of essential nutrients, good bacteria, and digestive enzymes. Some foods contain additives, sweeteners, hormones, and antibiotics, which can be toxic and stressful on our digestive system. If your digestive system isn't working properly, your body may not be able to absorb the nutrients from the food you consume. In order to obtain the benefits from the food we consume, we need to be able to properly digest, metabolise, assimilate, and eliminate the food that we eat. Poor digestion in your stomach can lead to food leaving your stomach undigested, causing indigestion, cramps, reflux, stress, and inflammation on the rest of your digestive system. This can result in problems converting food into energy. Energy levels will therefore suffer as you won't be able to absorb the nutrients properly from the food you have eaten. This can then lead to cravings for sweet food and caffeine due to low energy levels. So how can we improve digestion? We can start by drinking apple cider vinegar or lemon juice with water before a meal, which can stimulate stomach acids that will help with digestion. Stomach acids can begin secreting as soon as you smell food, so cooking food will also assist this. Chewing your food until it's liquefied will also help digestion. So your stomach is about the size of your fist. As you eat, your stomach stretches. If you consistently overeat, your stomach expects to be stretched every time. As we eat, signals are sent from the mouth and the stomach to the brain telling us that we are eating. Depending on what we eat, it can take time for our brain to catch up to our stomach. If we inhale our food, we can easily overeat. You should also look to include a good source of protein and fat with each meal. Chewing protein and fat sends signals from the mouth to your brain that you are eating a lot sooner than carbohydrates do. This will mean that you feel fuller a lot quicker than if you are eating predominantly a carbohydrate meal. However, if you rely on your stomach feeling full, it can take around 20 minutes. By putting your fork and knife down in between mouthfuls and stopping and resting halfway through your meal, it can help your brain catch up to your stomach. Plant food also requires a lot of chewing, so including plenty of vegetables with each meal helps give you the feeling of fullness without adding a lot of extra calories. Digestive enzymes. So if you're having problems digesting food, taking digestive enzymes can assist the digestion and absorption process. It can also help by eliminating the foods that can be causing you digestive problems. Probiotics. Antibiotics can strip the gut of good bacteria, which is required to ferment food that passes into the large intestine. Bad gut bacteria love sugar and refined carbs. An imbalance of bad gut bacteria can lead to cravings for sugar and carbs. So too much bad gut bacteria can also lead to gas and bloating. So probiotics help restore the balance of good gut bacteria in the gut. So the liver. The role of the liver is to rid your body of toxins from the food and drink that we eat. It also helps excrete and burn body fat and assists with carbohydrate, protein and fat metabolism. When we overload our liver with toxins, liver cells can die. Cells can regenerate, but over time, the liver's ability to regenerate damaged cells can be impaired. When a cell is unable to regenerate, fat will move in. This can lead to a fatty liver. Over time, this can lead to inflammation, cirrhosis, and cirrhosis of the liver. So what can load our liver? Alcohol, trans fat, caffeine, sugar, synthetic substances, medication, processed foods, and infections. So by eliminating processed foods, alcohol, caffeine, and gluten, we can help detoxify the liver. You should also aim to include more natural live foods, such as green leafy vegetables and essential fatty acids with each meal. Green tea can also help detoxify the liver. The more foods we include that are meant for our body to be able to handle, the less stress we place on our liver and digestive system.